On this stretch of coast where the pine trees meet the beach on a southern bend of the Gulf of Thailand, the government wants to build a large industrial zone and deep sea port. This rural region of Thailand is home to abundant marine life and undisturbed nature. If 19-year-old Kariya Rahmanya has anything to do with it, it'll stay that way here in Chana. She's one of the leaders in the prominent and growing protest movement calling for the project to be cancelled.
I used to think that my fight to save Chanak was just about protecting my homeland, but I came to realize that it's much bigger. We still have to live on this planet. No matter who we are, we still have to breathe. We still have to depend on natural resources. I think it's only right to speak up.
She says everything she has comes from the sea, and for most of the people in Chana, it's been that way for generations.
The fishing community here in Chana looks at past government development projects as to what their future could look like if this massive project moves forward. They don't like what they see, and they don't think that their concerns are getting the deserved attention.
Imran Baikari has been a member of this community his entire life and a fisherman for 34 years. He feels helpless and thinks all the control rests with project investors and the government.
If the Chana project gets the green light, small boats like ours won't be able to head out and fish because there will be big freight ships which will affect our way of life and our catch.
The sprawling and ambitious $3 billion project will have several phases and cover 26 square kilometers. It received preliminary approval from the National Cabinet 2 years ago.
We have to take everything into account because there are some people who are against the idea, some people who support the idea. And if that's the case, you know, we have to find a common ground that everybody accepts the idea of what is going to move forward.
But to Kariya, common ground will be difficult to find. If the project goes ahead, she believes traditions like this, salting fish and burying them in the sand, will be lost.
I keep going because I have my eyes on the prize. I know what I am fighting for and who I am fighting for.
And that fight, she says, is to make certain that even more generations of Chana families are able to live a life where everything they have and need comes from the sea. Scott Heidler, Al Jazeera, Chana, Thailand.